Surin News. I'm John Scott. A major Israeli operation in the occupied West Bank has killed at least 11 people.
The Israeli military has not said very much officially about what is going on. It's talked about this being a counter-terrorism operation involving different security forces. We've had the Israeli foreign minister, Israel Katz, who's come out in particular talking about how the Israeli military is acting with full force, he said, in the north of the West Bank. And he accuses Iran of backing Palestinian armed groups to really open up a new front, he says, against Israel, and says that this action is necessary to deal with them, that they may have to adopt measures such as those seen in the Gaza Strip.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell. Also at SRNews.com, the Supreme Court keeping on hold the latest multi-billion dollar student debt relief plan from the Biden administration. The justices rejected an administration request to put most of it back into effect. It was blocked by the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The cost estimates for the new SAFE plan vary from $276 to $475 billion. California's Democrat-controlled Senate passing a bill providing illegal immigrants access to zero-down, zero-interest home loans. Bob Agnew has more.
It's called the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan Program and has allocated $255 million to allow select applicants access to loans of up to $150,000 with no interest, nothing down, and no payments until the property is sold or refinanced. The program was set up as a lottery-style drawing in which 1,700 applicants could gain a major advantage for entry into the California home market.
Bob Agnew reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 197 points. This is SRN News. Trump and Harris voters are far apart on cultural issues.
Bob Agnew reporting.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 60% of Americans who plan to vote for Kamala Harris in November believe that a person can change their gender. Only 7% of Trump supporters agree. Is the country better off if people prioritize marriage and family? Just 17% of Harris voters say yes, compared with 60% of Trump voters. The vast majority of Harris supporters also want to keep religion out of politics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Both sides of the debate over whether to enshrine abortion in Missouri's constitution have filed last-minute legal challenges, hoping to influence how and if the proposal goes before voters. Pro-life leaders suing to take the amendment off November's ballot. The abortion rights campaign is suing Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft for allegedly trying to mislead voters about what the amendment would actually do. This is SRN News. Tesla says its vehicles that are equipped with the latest versions of the vaunted full self-driving system can travel from point to point with little human intervention.
Despite the claim, a series of alarming recent incidents have drawn the attention of federal regulators. They've been investigating Tesla's automated driving systems because of dozens of crashes that raise safety concerns. The problems have led people who monitor autonomous vehicles to become more skeptical that Tesla's system will ever be able to operate safely on a widespread scale.
Correspondent Jeremy Howe, some analysts doubt that Tesla is even close to deploying these autonomous robo-taxis. An appeals court has revived Tesla's federal court challenge to Louisiana law that prohibits automobile manufacturers from selling directly to consumers. Another check on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 185 points now. More at SRNnews.com.